Okay, let's chazer Shabbos daf mem beis very quickly. Today's daf begins with two examples of Shmuel allowing the violation of Isurim Drabanan in order to preserve public safety for the benefit of the public. First case was Shmuel permits extinguishing a piece of burning metal in Rosh HaSarabim, since extinguishing metal is only in Isid Rabbanan. If it were burning wood, that would be Imlach HaDaraisa, so Shmuel would not permit it. The second case was Shmuel would allow carrying the thorn out of a Carmelis on Shabbos so that nobody gets hurt from the thorn. If the thorn were in Rosh HaSarabim, he would require carrying it Pachas Midal Ramos, less than 4 Amos at a time, so that the carrying would only be in Isid Rabbanan. The Gemara then moves on to its primary topic, which is mixing hot and cold water. Tan Rabbana, Nosin Adam Chamin L'Tochatzonein. All opinions agree in the end that Tasa Agavar, pouring cold water into hot water in a Kli Rishon, would be Usur because the lower hot water dominates and cooks the upper cold water. The Tan of the Braisa believes that Beis Hillel permits pouring cold water into a hot cup of water that's in a Kli Sheni, since a Kli Sheni cannot cook. However, Bishma Menasya, who Rav Nachman happens to Paskin like, thinks that Beis Hillel would not even allow pouring cold water into hot klisheni water. Now, even though Rav Nachman Paskin is like Rav Shimon Menasya, which would imply that we'd have to be Machmir, Chazina Leila Rava Dilo Kapada Mana. Rava permitted pouring cold water into a hot klisheni, and we have a brisa that supports the kula of Rava, that once it's in a klisheni, you're allowed to pour the cold water into the hot water. The Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph, Ilfas Vagadera, quotes that the Tanakhama does not allow putting spices into a hot Kli Rishon, even after it's off the fire. Rabbi Yehuda, however, disagrees and permits putting spices in a Kli Rishon, so long as it's not still on the fire, since spices are Chumrei Abishal, they don't cook so easily. The Gemara seems to paskin like the Tanakhama, since the upcoming discussion assumes that Tavlin can get cooked in a Kli Rishon, but not in a Kli Sheni. There is a machlokas about the status of salt. There are three possibilities of what the status of salt is. It may have the status of spices, Savar Rav Yosef Lemeimer, Melech Harei Ketavlin, and therefore can only get cooked in a Kli Rishon, but not in a Kli Sheni. The second possibility is, Melech Eina Ketavlin, the Kli Sheni Nami B'Shela. It may be Kalei Abishal, and it could even get cooked in a Kli Sheni. And the final possibility is that Melech Eina Ketavlin, the Kli Rishon Nami Lo B'Shela. It may be Chumrei Abishal, like Rav Nachman understands, and can't even get cooked in a Kli Rishon once it's off the fire. The Mishnah is then at the end turn their attention to Isurim relating to Muktza. And the Mishnah at the end of the daf tells us that Ein Nosen Kli Tachas Haner the Kabel Boas Hashemen, you cannot put a Kli under a candle to catch dripping oil on Shabbos, since the oil is Muktza. And the Gemara assumes that this is Sir, that this is Asir, because you can't move a non-Muktza item just to help with a Muktza item. However, if a chicken laid an egg on Shabbos, Rav Chista says, Kofa ale kli shaloti shaver. You can place a kli over the egg to protect the egg from breaking. Rava explains that you can move the kli to protect the egg because the Rabbanan allowed moving non-muktza items for the sake of hatsala mitsuya, of common losses. So even though you're moving a non-muktza item for the sake of a muktza item, since it's a hatsala mitsuya, it's a common loss, that's permissible. Abaye challenges Rav Chista from five different sources that all seem to allow moving a non-muktza item for the sake of a muktza item, even in cases that are not common losses. The Gemara, however, explains that in each of those five cases, you can say that it's speaking of Hatzala Mitsuya, of a common loss. And therefore, Rav Chista's statement stands that you're allowed to move a non-muktza item for the sake of a muktza item only in cases of Hatzala Mitsuya, only in cases of a very common loss. That's Shabbos, Daf Membeis.